Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you, if you've not already, to pick up your copy of Slime Incorporated. It's my first ever detective novel. In it, private investigator Cole Eustick has to unravel a case of murder and dirty politics against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. The book is available as a paperback, an audiobook, or wherever ebooks are sold. That's Slime Incorporated, and you can find all my books, audiobooks, and ebooks at store.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, December the 3rd of 1946, and this one is Blackie jailed for $100,000 diamond theft.
All right, Inspector Faraday, you got a reporter from every paper in town in your office now. Start talking.
Yeah, Faraday, what's the big news?
My editor says I'm supposed to pick up the hottest story in years. What gives?
This is your moment of glory, Faraday. Better stretch it out.
Shut up, Blackie. I'd sure like to know what... All right, you guys, quiet down. Quiet! You've been giving it to me long enough. Now I'll give it to you.
What do you mean, we've been giving it to you?
You know what I mean. Every time I pick up a paper, I read how Boston Blackie has outsmarted me on every case. You've made me sound like a flat foot with a flat head.
Well, we just report facts, Inspector.
That'll be enough of that. Now listen and get this.
Did you get what he just said to you, Faraday?
Quiet, Blackie. You can have your say when I'm through with mine. All right, you guys. Here's your story.
You better be good, Faraday.
Oh, we'll forget how to spell your name.
Oh, you'll spell my name right this time and put it in capital letters, too. I've recovered that $100,000 worth of diamonds stolen from Gotham's.
Is this on the level, Faraday?
Yes, I recovered them last night. And what's more, I got the guy who stole them, too.
Hey, this is all right, Faraday, if it's true.
It's true, all right. Here are the diamonds wrapped in this cloth on my desk. Take a look at them.
Hey, the diamonds are terrific. I'd like to get a look at the guy who stole them.
Would you? Well, here's the real story on this case. I've got the guy right here. Boston Blackie.
What? I don't believe it.
Ah, this is a gag, Faraday. You've never pinned anything on Blackie yet.
Yeah, well, I've got something pinned on him this time. I caught him trying to get rid of the rocks. Of course, he tried to duck out on me, but I got him.
Hey, Blackie, what about this?
You'll pull down a stiff sentence if Faraday really has the goods on you, Blackie.
So they tell me.
Well, aren't you worried about it? You've got a defense, haven't you? You got an alibi.
I'll beat this, boys. Haven't missed yet, have I? So far, I've been able to get out of everything but my skin.
That's right, Blackie. But if you don't beat this thing at the trial, the only thing you'll have to get out of is jail in 20 years.
And now, back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Order! Order in the court! Will the defendant please rise?
Good luck, Blackie. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Thanks, Mary. But it's a little late for that now.
Boston Blackie, the evidence for and against you has been heard by this court. And after due deliberation, you have been found guilty as charged. Have you anything to say before I pass sentence on you?
No, Your Honor, I haven't. At least not anything you'd care to hear.
Very well, then. But before I pass sentence, I want to say this to you. There's no question but that you have done a great deal of good in this community. There's no one in this court who is not familiar with the able assistance you've given the police of this city. But we cannot let gratitude stand in the way of justice. By the evidence presented in this court, you have been found guilty of a grave crime. Therefore, There remains nothing for this court to do but to punish you to the full limit of the law and sentence you to not less than 10 nor more than 20 years in the state penitentiary.
How can you do this, Inspector Faraday? How can you do this to Blackie?
I did the only thing I could, Miss Wesley.
You didn't do anything. You just stood by and let them send Blackie to prison. I thought you were his friend.
I gave him every chance in the world to defend himself, but he didn't. And why? Because he couldn't.
But you could have helped him. You could have tried to prove it was someone else who stole those jewels. I just don't believe that Blackie did it.
I didn't believe it either at first. It was a real shock when the evidence piled up against him. And even when I found him trying to sell the jewels, I still didn't believe it. I begged Blackie to tell me who really stole them, or...
But you know that he didn't steal them. Even if he did, he had a reason. He's always been able to explain everything he's done, and you know that. Why didn't you give him the benefit of the doubt this time?
Because this time it was different, Miss Wesley.
Oh, I...
Sure. I've always said how anxious I was to send Blackie to jail. But I never really meant it. I was trying to keep him from interfering with the police.
I don't believe it. You're jealous of Blackie. Maybe you even framed him so that...
Miss Wesley, you have to believe me. Ask Rollins. Ask the commissioner of police. Ask anyone who had anything to do with the case. I gave Blackie every chance in the world to clear himself. But he couldn't. This is one time he slipped up.
It's impossible. It's just not true. I must be having a bad dream.
I wish it were just a bad dream, Miss Wesley. Blackie's my friend, too.
Yes, he's your friend. But are you his?
Of course I am. But I'm also a policeman. What should I have done when I found out Blackie was guilty? Resign? And let someone else arrest him? Would that have been helping any?
No, that wouldn't have helped. And I guess you're not going to be any help now, either.
What can I do, Miss Wesley? How can I help?
You can prove who really did steal those jewels, but you won't. So I'll do it myself. I don't know how, but I will. You just wait and see.
Your visitor's in booth 3, Blackie. You got 5 minutes. Don't let it try to pass anything to you through the screen. You'll be watched.
Thanks for the warning, pal. I'll tell her to keep a shotgun in her purse.
Oh, Blackie, they are letting me see you.
Oh, yes, they're very big that way up here. I can have visitors once a week. How are you, Mary?
Miserable. Just miserable.
Don't make it any tougher, Mary. I'm going to be a good boy while I'm here, and I'll be out before you know it. Especially if you brought me a cake with a saw in it.
Oh, Blackie, how can you joke?
Why shouldn't I, Mary?
Yes, but how can you in this awful place?
Oh, it's not so terrible. The company I keep isn't exactly inspiring, but I'm getting to bed early now and getting my beauty sleep.
Blackie, I'm going to get you out of here. I'm going to prove that you didn't steal those jewels, or if you did, that you had a reason.
Don't, Mary. You don't think I wanted to be sent to prison, do you? Of course I didn't. I just thought I was smarter than I am. I had an idea that because I'd outfoxed Faraday so many other times, I could do it this time, too. It was not a very good idea.
Well, you're not guilty. You can't be. I just don't believe it.
Thanks for having so much faith in me, Mary. But you know I wouldn't be here if I could have prevented it.
I don't care. I'm not going to stop trying to prove that you didn't.
Okay,
do it.
Jackson, I'll tell you. Time's up. You'll make 5 minutes short up here, huh, Garth? Okay. So long, baby. I'll see you next week, huh?
You too, Blackie. Your time's up, too.
Just a minute. Well, Mary,
Blackie,
who's
that terrible-looking prisoner the guard just spoke to? I've seen him somewhere before.
You've seen his picture, Mary. It's Bill Jackson. And, incidentally, he happens to be my cellmate.
Oh, no.
That's the only thing wrong with this place, the inspiring company.
Blackie, time's up! Oh. Come on.
Coming. Goodbye, Mary. See me again as soon as you can,
will
you?
I'll be here just as often as they'll allow it, Blackie. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, come on, you two. Back to your cell. Blackie, you and Jackson walk ahead of me. In step.
Yeah. Blackie, some babe you got, some class.
How would you know, Jackson?
Still think you're too good for me, huh, Blackie?
Much too good.
So, they even get you smart guys sooner or later, don't they?
After they've finished with all you dumb ones.
Come on, Blackie, thaw out. You and me as roommates. I give it a chill because I thought you was a stool. Now I know you ain't.
Okay, so you know that. So you know this, too. I'm a little antisocial, Jackson. Maybe we share the same cell, but as far as having anything to do with you is concerned, I'm in solitary.
Oh,
Come on, you guys. Get those towels out of those sterilizers and into those wash tubs. Come on, snap it up.
Someday I'm going to hit that guard with a lead pipe.
And no talking, Jackson. Just work.
Sure, sure.
Hey, you, Blackie. Get over by that row of tubs there and wring out those uniforms.
Yes, sir.
All right, you guys, move over and let the new guy have a hand wringing out those clothes.
In here, Blackie. You can stand here.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah.
No talking!
Almost all set, Harry. And you're in.
Everything's fixed, huh?
Yeah.
Great. About. Great. Count me in, too.
Don't worry.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Huh? Nothing.
Come on, what is it?
Nothing.
Get to work over there. Cut the talk.
Boy, these uniforms are heavy when they're wet.
You're telling me. What are they made of, sponge? Hey, look, what are you guys talking about?
Go ahead and tell him, Toms. He's one of us.
Yeah, so I hear.
Well, then, what's up?
Break.
Yeah? No kidding. I want in.
That won't be easy.
No, why not?
Well, Jackson's leading the break. He says who's in.
And you and him ain't been hitting it off so good.
But I want out of here, so maybe I'll try to get in with Jackson.
I've had enough of this slop they call food.
Me too, Toms. I'm not eating any more of it.
Quiet there!
Quiet, huh? I'll show them. Are you with me, Jackson?
Sure.
Bang your cup.
Quiet! Quiet, you guys!
Come on, start banging your cups, everybody. Start banging.
Quiet!
You too, Blackie. Come on.
Okay.
Quiet! Quiet, you guys! You don't eat!
Keep it up, you guys. We can't eat this stuff anyhow.
Cut that out, all of you! Quit that noise! Cut it up!
Ah, you bunch of bums. What's the matter? You afraid of the guards? Keep it up like me.
You better stop it, Jackson. Here comes one of the guards.
You ain't stopping, Blackie. What are you trying to do? Trying to prove you're tougher than me?
That's not hard.
All right, Jackson. Blackie, cut that out or you'll both wind up in solitary.
What? Just for banging a cup around? I like music.
Look, wise guy, just because you're Boston Blackie don't mean you can
go
do
ahead, anything. Blackie. Pick a fight with this guard and see where it gets you. He's really tough.
Look how I'm shaking. Hey, guard, do everybody a favor. Get lost.
All right, Blackie, you better come with me.
I'm staying here.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey, take your hands off me.
No, you won't.
No, what do you call it?
Look him again, Blackie. All he's got to fight you with is a club.
Okay, Blackie, you're practically baked for this. Oh. Oh. Don't any of you guys move. Not one of you.
What did you do, God? Kill him, maybe, huh?
Shut up, Jackson. Gonna pick this guy Blackie up. If he's alive, I take him to Warden. If he's dead, I take him to morgue.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Incredible as it seems, Boston Blackie, who has always done everything in his power to help the police in their fight against crime, has himself stepped outside the law and is now in prison, serving a 10 to 20 year sentence for robbery. In the prison dining room, Blackie has a battle with a prison guard and is knocked unconscious. As we return to our story, Blackie has been revived and is in the warden's office.
He's come out of it now, Warden.
Well, it's about time, guard. Can you hear what I'm saying, Blackie?
Yeah, but I'll hear better when the buzzing goes out of my head.
Well, listen to me. You're not a privileged character here, Blackie. Looks as if we're going to have to teach you a few things while you're here.
I think I've learned something already, Warden. I've learned my head isn't very hard.
You're going to learn a whole lot more before we get through with you.
We'll give him special lessons, Warden. You'll want him in solitary, won't you?
I don't know yet, guard. Maybe I better teach him something personally. Wait outside a few minutes.
I get you, Warden. Okay, make it good.
Now, you listen to me, Blackie. Just because you were a name on the outside, there's no reason to think that you're... It's all right now, Blackie. The guards can't hear us. You weren't badly hurt, were you?
Well, that club of his isn't made of feathers.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Blackie, but this was all your idea, not mine.
You might have ended up with a concussion.
Maybe I have one now. I have the nicest headache I've had in years. How long was I unconscious?
About a half hour. Oh, I was pretty worried. But the prison doctor said you'd be all right. As soon as they brought you in here, I called the city for... Oh, here he is now, I guess. Come in.
Hello, Warden. I got here as soon as I could. Is he all right?
I think so, Inspector Faraday.
Yes, Faraday, I'm all right. For the first time in my life, I have a headache that you didn't give me.
Blackie, I told you this was a fool way to try to contact me.
But how else could I do it, Faraday? It had to be the real thing. When that guard hit me, a Jackson might have gotten wise. It took almost a week for me to convince him I wasn't put there as a plant.
He believes you're a real prisoner now, though, doesn't he?
Sure. I've been playing hard to get so long. I have him trying to break me down.
Good. But you still haven't been close enough to him to get what you came for, huh?
No, not yet, Faraday. But I'll get it soon.
It may not be soon, Blackie. It may take you a long time.
It can't be a long time, Warden. We've got to find Jim Baker right away. Baker's a killer. Sure, he's been quiet since he killed those two policemen in Wisconsin and murdered that bank teller in Oklahoma, but he's not going to be quiet much longer.
You're convinced he's in the city, are you, Faraday?
Positive, Blackie. And unless we get him, and get him quick, there'll be a lot more innocent people dead from his gun. Why, he's killed crazy.
Well, I'll find Baker for you, Faraday. In fact, I'm going to let Jackson lead me right to him.
He'll never crack, Blackie. He has 25 years to go before he gets out of here. Make him tell you where Baker is hiding out, and we'll do the rest.
It's going to be easier to let Jackson lead me to him. You see, there's going to be a prison break pretty soon.
A break?
When, Blackie?
I don't know when, but I hear it soon, and I'm in on it. Better be prepared for it any minute.
Then you're getting out of here right now.
I'm getting out all right, Faraday, but I'm getting out with Jackson in that break.
No, no, Blackie, you can't. It's too dangerous. We can't let this go as far as a break.
But it's the only way I can get Jackson to tell me about Baker.
No, Blackie, we'll have to let the whole thing drop. Or try something else. A break is out of the question, especially with you in it. But it'll be shooting. Maybe somebody will be killed. And that somebody might be you.
I can take care of myself.
Not against prison guards with machine guns, Blackie. And we can't let any of the guards in on what we're doing. Word may get back to the prisoners, and then they'll kill you.
I know that. So don't tip off the guards. Be prepared for a break, and let it get as far as the main gate before you stop it. If Jackson thinks we're really getting out, he'll tell me where I can find Baker.
But, Blackie, we will stop the break. And you may get stopped while we're doing it.
I know that, Faraday. But it's the only way I'll ever get Jackson to tell me where Baker is. And if I don't find out where Baker is, we can't stop him from going on a killing rampage.
Blackie, I can't let you do it.
Sorry, Faraday. It's just as good as done. Plans for the jailbreak are already made. I heard about it in the laundry this morning. We'll just have to let everything come out in the wash.
Hey, Jackson. When are we busting out of here?
Shut up, Toms, and keep walking around like you're enjoying your exercise.
Exercise, yeah. I'm saving my strength for when we get past these walls.
Get away from me, Toms. The guard up on top of that wall is watching me, so scram. You'll know when it's time.
Okay.
Hello, Jackson.
Scram, Blackie, and get some exercise.
I've had enough for now. I've walked around this yard three times. Come on out into the center of the place. I want to talk to you.
Okay, I got something to say to you, too. We're busting out of here.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Walk over this way, away from the wall. I'll tell you all about it.
How did you find out, Blackie?
Skip that. The important thing is I went in.
How do I know I can trust you?
Look, when the guard knocked me out, they took me to the warden, didn't they? I could have told the warden about the break then, couldn't I?
Oh, you knew about the break, huh?
Sure. Heard about it from Toms and Harry in the laundry. If I'd wanted to tell a warden, I could have. Come on now.
Watch it. The guard's looking at us.
Oh, let him look. We're talking about the weather. How about it, Jackson? I want in on that break.
Well, you didn't tip off the warden. I guess you're okay.
I didn't ask you what you thought of me. I told you I wanted in.
Sure. You're in, Blackie.
Good. How about a gun?
I got one for you in the drain pipe of our cell.
Swell.
And the break's tonight, just after lights out. I'll go over the plans with you when we get...
All right. All in, you guys. Exercise is over. All in.
You see that guard there, Blackie? That's the baby I'm going to get.
First, you get him.
All right, in line.
I'll get the one that I want, too.
In you go, you guys. What?
What time is it, Jackson?
Almost lights out, Blackie.
Don't you think it's time that I knew what was going on?
Sure. It's like this. Only the guys in this block are making the break, see? The switch that unlocks all the cells here is down at the end of the hall.
But how did we get there?
I've been working on that a long time. I got the lock on my cell fixed so it won't close. Got a piece of tinfoil jammed into the catch so it clicks shut, but not all the way.
Good. Yeah, that's taken care of, then. But after we get out of here, then what?
Then we beat it down to the end of the hall. You and me. Throw the switch that unlocks the cells. That'll set off an alarm. The guard will open the door to find out what's going on. Uh-huh. We get him, grab his keys, get through the outside door and out in the yard.
And then?
And then it's every man for himself till we get to the main gate.
Well, how do we get through the main gate?
I got that fixed, too. Help from the outside.
Everybody knows you were Jim Baker's number one man. Who's going to open a gate, Baker?
No, some of Baker's men.
Great. We get through the main gate, and then what?
Then we head for Baker's.
But what if we're separated? Does everybody know the way to Baker's?
No, only me. It's going to stay that way till we get to the main gate. Anybody caught before that might squeal to the cops about where Baker's hiding. I don't want that. This is going to be...
Uh-oh. That's lights out.
Yeah, there they go, too. You know your way up the hall in the dark?
Yeah, I think so.
There goes the no-talking bell. Shh. The guard's at the door at the end of the hall.
I know. I can see him.
But he won't be there long.
Quiet back there!
You better be quiet for a few minutes, Jackson. He'll go out in a minute.
Yeah.
There. He's gone. Sure this door of yours is unlocked?
Here. I'll show you.
Shh.
There. That's enough. We can slip out now, huh?
Easy. Which side of the hall is that switch on?
I'll show you. You pull the switch that opens all the cells. I'll wait by the hall door for the guard to come in.
Good. Just tap him on the head. A shot will ruin everything.
Don't worry. He's not the one I want. Got your gun ready?
Right here.
Good. Here's the switch. Stand here and pull it as soon as I give you the word.
Okay.
I want to get right up here by this door, and when that guard comes running in... Now, Blackie. Now!
Come on, boys. We're on our way out. Let's go.
Get away from the hall door, Tom. The guard will plug you first thing.
I'm out of the way, Harry. Come on, everybody. Over here by the way.
Look out, fellas. Here comes that guard.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Listen to what one of you guys gave Blackie.
God's peace, Jackson. Let's go. Come on.
Come on, all of you. Let's go.
Hey, wait, Jackson. I'm going to stick with you.
Well, come on, man. This corridor will be full of guards in a minute.
It's still clear all the way out to the door into the courtyard, Jackson.
Yeah, but it won't be clear out there.
Run ahead, Toms. Quick. You got the keys.
Yeah.
Get that door open fast. We'll be piled up behind it.
Okay.
Look, Jackson. They've got the floodlights on in the courtyard.
I told you this was going to be tough, Blackie, but you're in it now.
I know.
Hurry, Toms. Open that door.
I'm going as fast as I can. There it is.
Come on, let's go. Stick close to the wall, Blackie. They'll get you.
Maybe.
Hey, they got a couple of guys already.
Jackson, you all right?
Yeah, we got to duck the searchlights.
Well, over here. This way. Looks like a blind spot.
Shoot out that searchlight, Blackie. Shoot it out.
I'll try.
That way, Blackie. You got it.
Yeah, nice shooting, Blackie. First shot.
Glad I came along with you, huh?
Yeah, but I won't be real glad till we're across the yard, not the main gate.
We can run along this wall here for a few feet. Come on.
Yeah, but make it quick.
I made it.
Me too. I just did. But they got a couple of more. Oh, where's Harry?
He's one of the guys they got. But he's just wounded. He's crawled back into the cell block.
Let him go. They can't get nothing out of him. Let's try for the gate, Blackie. When we get there, they can't touch us.
Yeah, but can we get there? Maybe if we zigzag. Let's go.
Okay. Fast now.
We made it, Jackson. We made it.
You mean we almost made it? There's still the guardhouse between us and the gate.
But we're under cover of the wall now, Jackson. Short dash around the guardhouse and we're at the gate.
Yeah, and it's open, too. I got a quick look at it.
Then we're as good as out.
You bet.
Those bullets are too close for comfort. Look, just in case something happens, you'd better tell me where Baker is.
I said I'll tell you when we get out.
Well, we're as good as out now.
Yeah, I guess we are. Okay, I'll tell you in case we have to separate. Baker's working in Begley's grocery store on Chester Street under the name of Ken Welch.
Got it. Well... Let's try and make that gate, huh?
Yeah, come on. Let's go, you guys. Fast now. We'll be on the good side of these walls. Let's go. Around the guardhouse, quick. Come on, Blackie.
I'm right with you, Jackson. And the rest of the guys are right behind.
Hey, look. They got machine guns lined up across the gate. Get back. Get back. Well, looks as if we're not getting out of here after all. We better... Hey, Blackie, you did this. You tipped off the warden. Okay, this gun will get me even. Here's where you get it, Blackie.
Oh! Jackson's dead, and all of us will be if we don't give up. What do you say?
All right. Okay. We quit.
That's what I thought they'd say.
All right. You two can laugh about it now. But I didn't think it was so funny at the time.
I'm sorry, Miss Wesley, but we were afraid to let you in on the secret.
But why?
Well, I'll tell you why, Mary. It was for your own protection. We were afraid Jackson would be suspicious of the whole trick, and maybe Baker's gang would have made you talk. Faraday is a big man on account of me.
What?
I found out where Baker was, and he grabbed him.
All right, I'll forgive both of you this time, but next time it's going to be different.
There won't be any next time, Mary. This was all a little too real to suit me. Gosh, when that judge sentenced me, I could have sworn he meant every word of it.
Well, that's what you get for fooling judges.
Oh, he was in on the deal, Miss Wesley. And so was the prosecuting attorney.
That's right. The fix was in, Mary. They sent me up, and I fixed up Mr. Baker when they did.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series, oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. A bit of a different sort of episode, though I had an idea that it was something like what it turned out to be that was behind Blackie getting himself thrown in prison. Though I might have found an episode focusing on Mary and Shorty trying to find evidence to clear him would actually be pretty interesting. I thought the Nick Carter episode where Patsy and Stubby solved the case with Nick out of the picture was good, but this one at least had a very exciting climactic scene with the jailbreak, given some good sound effects, and I think solidly acted there as well. The story did kind of go into a little bit of revisionist history in terms of the Boston Blackie character. For example, the insistence that Blackie has always been on the side of the law, and the idea that Faraday's only reason for threatening Blackie with jail was just to get him off the case. Because after all, the best way to stop someone from investigating a crime is for you to suggest that they in fact perpetrated it, or something. It does show great trend towards more wholesome characters, and I think it's carried to an extreme. The idea that a hero can't have had a checkered past is probably not the best setup for drama. Plus, there are so many things that Blackie knows, that like safe cracking, that it would just make a lot more sense if he had been a criminal at some point. So that was a bit nonsensical on that point. All right, listener comments and feedback now. Eric comments regarding episode 2334, Joe Harvey Gets the Wrong Face. I thought immediately of The Whistler as well, and that show's genre, weird fiction, gaping plot holes could be explained as part of the overall premise and atmosphere. Here, though, not a lick of it makes sense. Blackie is a grounded show and based on medical techniques at the time. This was a science fiction plot. A lighter show like Richard Diamond might have made hay out of the absurdity of the premise. An ultra-hard-boiled one, like Pat Novak, might have been able to handle it by going so hard-boiled that it just plowed through the premise through force of will. Boston Blackie just wasn't a show that would be able to pull it off. Also, Blackie expected Harvey to find Mary and then show up for his trap after she gave away the location. But he didn't seem to think that if Harvey didn't show up, he still might be tailing Mary. Seems like a major lapse in planning. I definitely agree that there were some plot holes, though I'd say the plot was probably a bit more pulp fiction than science fiction at the time. And there are shows where it would work better on. Whistler, Shadow, even The Avenger, I think, could have gotten away with it better. But I appreciate your observations as always, Eric. Thanks so much for commenting. That will actually be all for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, it's another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.